This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. The weather is cooperating. If you're an airline pilot or like planes, I got some treats for you. Joining me this morning, Stephanie Abrams, president and CEO of the very amazing, immaculate, and ever-expanding New England Air Museum. Stephanie, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I love being on your show.
So the Air Museum, I mean, give people a little bit of a history. It's been around a while.
Yes, it's been around for more than 60 years. It's quite a storied history. It started when a bunch of aviation enthusiasts, including Igor Sikorsky Jr., found a Bancroft, the oldest aircraft made in Connecticut, in a barn. And before they could get the aircraft into a building, the barn burned down. But anyhow, and then we opened a museum on the other side of Bradley International Airport, which was destroyed by a tornado. And we've been here ever since and expanding and doing some fabulous, exciting things.
And that's one of the things. So there was this couple stories written about what we're going to get into now, the expansion. Airplanes and stuff aren't small. You need a little bit more room.
Joey, I can't tell you how many times I kind of wish we were an art museum. So
you can't stack airplanes. You know, it's tough.
No. Everything is all hands on deck when we decide that we need to reorganize things, which we just did because we just got an F-15 fighter jet, which we're so excited about. But getting it here took so many logistics, and the Air Guard, the 103rd and the 104th, were amazing. But yes, we have over 100 beautifully restored, priceless historic aircraft. The F-15, of course, is actually still in service. And we have exhibits and flight simulators. And I'm not saying this just because I'm the CEO, but there truly is something here for every demographic, for every age.
So now the F-15, like you said, how did that get to the property? Like, it can't just land in the parking lot.
Yeah, it's kind of like a drone. We just like flew. No. No, the 104th at Barnes International Air Force, they gave this to us. We, you know, obviously had to go through a lot of hoops. But anyway, Colonel Michael, call name Shot Glass, Colonel Glass, flew it here to us, landed at Bradley. He did a couple of flyovers, and it was such an exciting day. So he landed at Bradley, then it was taken into the 103rd to be what's called demilled. It's demilitarized. So, you know, things that are classified were taken out. And then when it was ready, it was towed over here into our parking lot, and our restoration volunteers and volunteers from the 103rd got it into the backyard, where it lived for a couple of weeks to do what is called off-gassing. And it is now in our military hangar, and we're having a special event coming up, you know, for people to see it. And actually, we have a ladder so that people can take a look in the cockpit. And I'm just looking for the date of that, but I'll get back to you with that in a sec.
September 27th.
Thank you. September 27th, we're having an event, which if you look on our website, www.neam.org, and under events, you'll see that event. And it's going to be incredible. We have actually a test pilot who, imagine getting into an aircraft that's never been flown before. We have a test pilot for the F-15. We have two people from Pratt who worked on the engines, the 100 engines that come from Pratt & Whitney enables this aircraft to literally fly vertically. It's just incredible. So we have two people from Pratt & Whitney, and then we have Colonel Glass speaking, and it's really going to be an incredible night.
And that's one thing. I mean, the Air Museum's here in Connecticut, but it's here for a reason, and that's we can get into one of the next exhibits you have coming up. We have an extreme history with aeronautical engineering, and one of those is our very own Sikorsky.
Oh, my goodness. We are embarking on an incredibly exciting and truly groundbreaking exhibit. So it's dedicated to the legacy of Igor Sikorsky. And Igor Sikorsky, I think everybody thinks, okay, Sikorsky helicopters. But Igor Sikorsky was literally a visionary who revolutionized the way that we live and also left behind a company that continues to shape the future of aerospace technology. And for one thing, Joy, I have to say, Igor Sikorsky's story, it unfolds, it's like a movie. His mom read him from Jules Verne and Leonardo da Vinci every night, but the fantastical machines from Jules Verne books, like the Clipper of the Clouds, which was a boat that flew, mm-hmm. became real-life inventions. In fact, we have a flying boat in one of our hangars. He built aircraft before there were manuals and literally forever changed the world with his inventions, including the helicopter, which is life-saving. One of his quotes, which I'm kind of close to getting right, is that if you're drowning, an aircraft can fly over and throw you flowers, but a helicopter can save your life and pull you out of the water. So that will be opening at the end of November. It'll have a theater, huge screens in the hangar. We've already painted the hangar black. It's going to be absolutely by far our most ambitious to date and will really change the whole footprint of that hangar. Very, very exciting. And we're still fundraising. We're kind of halfway there. But anyone out there who wants to help us bring this exhibit to life, please go to our website, neem.org.
And one of the events you have coming up to do some of that fundraising, Halloween in the Hangars. I like the naming.
Halloween
who came
in
up
the
with
hangers.
It?
So Halloween in the Hangars, we have two remarkable things going on that night. So during the day, there will be open cockpits. So young people or old, whoever wants to wear a costume is welcome to come.
Okay, cool. Treats. I can wear my costume. I'm in.
Yes. And you can trick or treat. There will be treats for you. But that evening, we're having our annual beer fest. It's Hangars. Halloween in the Hangars Brew Fest, and it's incredible. So it showcases local breweries, craft brews, live music, and food trucks. And, I mean, you get to wander around. Literally, I mean, last year there were 600 people here, but our hangars were so big it didn't really feel crowded, and this year we're expecting 700. But there's also a costume contest, so if you wear a costume, you can enter, have a chance to win some great prizes.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So how many people come dressed as Amelia Earhart?
A lot. So be more imaginative.
I mean, the world is your oyster, people. We get it. Come
exactly.
As like the MTV Moon Man in like a spacesuit, you know? It's still aeronautical themed. I want to go back to the expansion. I mean, like we said, you can't, it's not something like, oh, we can just put this plane in a closet and we'll bring it back out. What's the expansion entailing? Like, what are you guys looking to add with an expansion?
Oh, so excited about this. And also, before I move on, with the F-15, and I was mentioning the engines, which are a very important part of that aircraft. It's the F-100 engine, and we'll have two speakers that night speaking about those. Anyway, but expansion, we are plumb out of room. We have actually 30 rare historic aircraft in a storage hangar. So we need more room, but it also will give us the opportunity. We need a new hangar, and the new hangar that we're planning would be about 40,000 square feet. It would give us the opportunity to really tell the story of aviation from the very beginning. A lot of people think that, you know, started with the Wright brothers. It actually started
wrong.
With balloon. Wrong, exactly. It started with ballooning centuries before that. So we want to go from ballooning up through the major milestones in aviation to the step change happening now with eVTOL, which is electric vertical flight, which would be like air taxis that take you to the airport instead of, like, if you live in Manhattan, instead of having to drive and get stuck in traffic to get to JFK, you could take an eVTOL. Eventually, will we have all, you know, one in our garage? Maybe. But then into the future as well, to space exploration and travel to Mars. In addition to that, Joey, we will build a planetarium slash dome, and that, our feeling is, it's very critical to the state because there's nothing like this in the state, and this would drive economic development through tourism. It would be a planetarium plus a digital dome that can either take you to the far reaches of the universe. You can actually book time to talk to the astronauts on the International Space Station, or for STEM education, or for companies who are having, science companies who are having meetings, you can go inside the human body and explore the human cell. So it's a very powerful tool for STEM education, but also for the community to hold events, and also planetarium shows. We also will build digital classrooms that we will hook up with Challenger Centers, which were created by the families of the astronauts who were in the Challenger disaster. And these provide incredibly realistic space simulations for young people. They have to work together. There are different roles. There's a biologist, there's a doctor, there are engineers, and there's half of them in mission control and half on the spaceship. And they have to work together to make the mission successful. And it's exciting and fun and great STEM education.
And that's one thing you guys have a lot of, is those interactive exhibits, you know, the flight simulators and stuff like that. How's your high score coming along on those?
I still haven't landed the F-18 on the aircraft carrier. I keep trying.
It's tough. It's tough, people.
It is tough. You have to get this hook into the aircraft carrier. I've landed the Redbird simulator, which is actually FAA certified, and I did fly with one of our volunteers who was a flight instructor. But we now have four flight simulators, so it's very exciting to get the experience of flight, and we'll be adding more in the future.
Well, that's awesome. Joining me again this morning, Stephanie Abrams, President and CEO, High Flyer over at the New England Air Museum. If people want more information on any of the stuff that we talked about, Stephanie, where can they go?
They can go to our website, to www.neam, like New England Air Museum.com. And of course, the best way to find out is just come visit us.
Just go, people. Open cockpits, those nights are just, it's one of those cool things. You know, if anyone's flown, you kind of always peek into the cockpit as you're boarding the plane. Well, now you can just go sit in it. You know, you can just go sit in the cockpit. And no one's going to yell at you, like if you're jumping on a plane to head out of Bradley. So go there. It's the New England Air Museum up in Windsor Locks. Amazing things, ever expanding, literally and figuratively at this point. So, Stephanie, thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. It's something for every demographic. Again, we're focused on STEM education, but we're also focused on fun.
Oh, and that's one. Yes, STEM is extremely important in this state, and it's ever expanding. And I'm sure, it's got to be cool to see those kids come through on the field trips and their eyes just light up when they see, you know, the helicopters or the planes inside the different hangars. That's got to be a pretty cool experience for you guys.
Oh, you see the light go on and you just see that passion ignite. I can't begin. I have no words to tell you what that feels like, how exciting that is.
That's awesome. Well, Stephanie, thank you for joining me this morning, and we'll get out to the Air Museum because I have to look at the dirigibles. It's a word I'm trying to bring back.
Yes, please.
All right. Thank you, Stephanie.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Yep. All right, so that was Stephanie Abrams, you just heard here, on At Home in Connecticut. She is the president and CEO of the New England Air Museum. Go check them out. Always things to do, always things to learn. They're ever expanding, and it's right here, At Home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.